You know, it's been a tough news week, so it's time to kick back on this Friday and think about something different, like great wine. Virginia was recently listed as one of the top 10 wine destinations in the world by Wine Enthusiast magazine.
And here to tell us about some of the standout syndicated wine columnist, Scott Greenberg. Always good to see you.
Brennan, good to be here.
Virginia does this Governor's Cup Challenge. Tell us more about that first.
Well, what they do is they have over 400 submissions from wineries all throughout Virginia. And the key is all of the fruit, 100% of the fruit, has to be grown in Virginia to be considered. And you have a panel of very esteemed judges, about 40 of them. And these wines get whittled down and whittled down and whittled down until finally they come up with the perfect case, and they call it the Governor's Cup case.
Well, what was the Governor's Cup case? Well,
I got a Governor's Cup case sent to me, and what I decided to do was to get some friends together, and we opened all the wines up, and I asked them to rank their favorites. So what I thought I would do is share a few of those with you today.
Lovely. So what do you have?
How about the 2012 Two Twisted Post Winery Chardonnay? Now, what I really like about this wine is it's actually aged on the lees, which means the sediments and all the yeast in there. So you kind of get this creamy richness on the palate. It's aged 100% in new oak barrels. It's just a beautifully complex wine. Flavors of tropical fruit, little green apple and nectarine in there. And then you get these vanilla and toasted oat notes, which I really like. And then right on that back end, you get that little buttery finish, which I get. You know, you sort of get from that oak aging. I love it. $23.
I want one right now.
There you go.
Right? After that description.
We'll have to go get it.
And from there.
Well, how about the 2010 Barbersville Vineyard Nebbiolo Reserve? Now, what I like about the Nebbiolo is it's made by Luca Piscina, who's actually from Piedmont. So evidently, you can take the winemaker out of Piedmont, but he's going to bring his grapes with him. This is absolutely beautiful. Aged at least a year in barrel, then another year in bottle before it's released. And it's just an elegant, complex wine. You get these aromas of black cherry, little cola and violets there on the nose. Beautiful full-bodied flavors, dark berry, saddle leather, tobacco. Just fill out the palate on a rich finish, and it's sustained by really firm tannins. I like it, and it's only $35. I think this is a really nice wine.
Nice. What else did your friends like there, Scott?
One of their favorites was by serial entrepreneur Mike Chaney and his wife Diane. They decided to slow down and smell the grapevines, but they opened up Sunset Hills in 99 with just 3 acres. Today, they're the fifth largest winery in Virginia. So the 2010 Sunset Hills Mosaic, beautiful blend of Merlot, little Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, super rich wine, beautiful, featuring youthful aromatics of strawberry, little rose petal, and pomegranate. Almost smells like a Pinot Noir, but it tastes like a Cabernet with just juicy flavors of black cherry, blackberry, dark plum, dried herbs, medium-bodied finish, $50.
How about another one? You got another one?
I got one last one. How about,
all right.
How about that? Yes, Brennan.
Thank you.
Yes. The King Family Vineyards, the 2011 King Family Vineyards. This is a Meritage. And the Meritage, again, is another blend. Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, and Malbec. Aromas of red cherry, raspberry, earthy notes. Just beautiful, intricate flavors of blackberry, black cherry, a little bit of blueberry and baking spices in there. Kind of, you know, change things up on this one. Aged for 18 months in oak barrels, so you get these really firm tannins. This one's built for aging, but it also has a really lengthy, agreeable finish. I love it. $31.
So, Scott, Virginia really has grown up. I mean, it's seriously taken on the world stage.
Yes, Virginia, there really is good wine nearby. It has. And it's becoming more and more prominent. I think as the winemakers are getting their proverbial feet under them here and really learning what does well here and grows well here, we're going to see a lot more really top-end Virginia wines.
All right, Scott, thanks so much. As always, Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.